swamp creature. Night falls, and from a dark lagoon deep in the swamp, a horrible monster wades ashore and prowls the night, destroying all who cross his path. After slaying another helpless victim, the evil beast returns from whence he came.
Pretext is to stop the Iranians from developing a nuclear bomb. The president breaks 60 years of nuclear peace to drop the first atomic weapon in anger since the incineration of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Warm it up, warm it up.
60 years of marches, lobbying, and struggle by people all over the world opposed to nuclear weapons might come undone soon. The president who brought you secret detention camps, torture, spying, and unprovoked war against a country has plans for a new atomic age of terror. In a world of conspiracy and violence, we'll cover four major theories of why America will nuke Iran. First, the Jewish people are terrified that Iran will wipe out Israel with nuclear missiles, a horrible second Holocaust. Then, there are stories that Vice President Cheney has plans to nuke Iran following any 9/11 type incident in America, whether Iran did it or not. Third, we'll look at the hidden plot line of oil, how Iran is threatening America's passion to control Middle East oil and the American dollar itself. Finally, the neocons from the Council on Foreign Relations think America shouldn't stop with a nuclear attack on Iranian atomic plants and labs. These intellectuals and their banking friends see a great opportunity. Thinking they now have nuclear supremacy, America should just nuke every atomic weapon site in the world, including the Russians and the Chinese. Total victory! Total domination! All published in the March-April issue of the magazine Foreign Affairs. We'll get to that.
Funky through the air, go attack the room and watch the crowd split apart. Crack back, bust, blindside shot. You ain't seeing, but you feeling. Impact object like a rock. My words rolled up in sound. Toss like Randy Johnson, heat off the mound. I'm throwing down like Westbrook to his teammate when he got a hand down on the ground. Around, stress in the field, deep on your corner, safety.
Let's
always
begin
fight protection.
Your
shield gets blown to smithereens. Angel dust, shoot up for the elephant. I scoop quick like souped up Honda. Got my partner slide from the Philippines. What I mean? The difference between me and these rappers, I kick like nobody else since I switch them in twain. Leaving them puzzled, I dazzle and dance. The move of my presence is amazing.
WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough. This is Furious George. 10 o'clock Thursday night. The show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience, but if you're not offended, you're not paying attention already. Yes, you're okay. So this is what we do on the Furious George show. Started it off there with a little DJ Vadim. This is from Jill from Greenball. We got more of this and other crazy events from the week coming up on the Furious George Show.
Hey. Understand that Iraq is a nation on fire. Separate the fuel from the flames. Get our boys and girls home now.
Destruction thing turned out not to be true. I expected the American people to rise up. They didn't. Then, when the Abu Ghraib torture thing surfaced, and it was revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice where we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure then the American people would be heard from. We stood mute. Terrorist suspects, lock them up without the right to trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly, we would never stand for that. We did. And now, it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens. You and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally, the American people will have had enough. Evidently, we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless searches, seizures, illegal wiretapping, prison without a fair trial, no trial, war on false pretenses. We as a citizenry are apparently not offended. Instead of withholding her taxes, she could... illegal wiretappings, prison without a fair trial, or any trial, war on
witnesses. Is the citizenry are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people even seem to notice.
Indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Communication.
According to Seymour Hersh, in April's New Yorker magazine, a faction in the Bush administration has plans to use nuclear bombs against targets in Iran. The pretext is to stop the Iranians from developing a nuclear bomb. The precedent breaks 60 years of nuclear peace to drop the first atomic weapon in anger since the incineration of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. 60 years of marches, lobbying, and struggle by people all over the world opposed to nuclear weapons might come undone soon. The president who brought you secret detention camps, torture, spying, and unprovoked war against a country has plans for a new atomic age of terror. In a world of conspiracy and violence, we'll cover four major theories of why America will nuke Iran. And a mushroom cloud appears anywhere in the Middle East. Well, it's time to meet your new friends, the Hezbollah, the army of God, who managed to defeat Israel and move them out of Lebanon. These are the people who will be soon arriving on America's door with whatever weapons they may find, whether nuclear or biological. The genie is out of the box. Anybody can make a nuke for any reason. No city can feel safe. Here is the father of physics, of our knowledge of the universe and the bomb, Albert Einstein.
The physicists who participate in forging the most formidable and dangerous weapon of all time cannot desist from warning and warning again. We cannot and should not slacken in our efforts to make the nations of the world and especially their governments aware of the unspeakable disaster they are certain to provoke unless they change their attitude towards each other and towards the task of shaping the future.
Thank you. come to find out he wasn't quite telling the truth, I think we need to come home. I mean, we've made a mess. This is making more of a mess. We need to go home.
No, I don't think so.
Not now.
Now you have to stay the course.
You have to remain there. There's no question about that. We just can't walk out on the on. Like now, where he's probably lower than any president has ever been at a time in war. I think if he wants to preserve the Republican Party, he's going to have to do something about lessening the troops in Iraq.
I think it's one of the most unfortunate situations the United States has ever been in. And now, instead of us being the great guys who saved the Iraq people, everybody hates us. And we're making more enemies every day. They're fighting among themselves. To such a great degree that any little thing that we can do doesn't amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
does.
Can't swim. The You're Marine Corps teaches him. Under expert instruction, he learns to call on that extra something.
I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end.
Throw your toes over the edge.
To tell you how it's going to begin.
Jump.
I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see.
I'm going to show them private.
A world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world
where
anything is possible.
Lay your head back.
Where we go from that is a choice I leave to you.
Please let you quit.
No.
Lay back.
Sir,
lay back.
Again, another edition.
Get your hips up.
They are up, sir.
I'll start kicking.
We need food.
What are you doing this?
I'm rocking.
Yeah. No, I see that. What for?
Money. I want to get some steady bitches and hoes. And some candy for my nose. Some diamond stones. A roll with my chrome.
Hey, genius. You even know what that means?
What does it mean?
Where's the keyboards and the tambourine and the guitar? And, you know, I mean, the stuff that, like, white people like.
You want a piano?
Something badass. Like, REO Speedwagon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, I know this dude, right? Carl, he wore tight blue sweats but wasn't glued too tight. All he had upstairs was a crude light. You think that's weird? He lived next door to a food fight. Howdy, danger, much obliged for the beat guard. Even though you still eat lard by the meat ward. Mesquite charred, speaking of which or who. Voice all squeaky like they tuned it up a pitch or two. A chunk of burnt up witch's brew, get your crew. See if they can't get past the stench of the stew. It stank like a septic tank full of big poo. He mostly only turned into a Frank or an igloo. Switch your view to the brother with the fried dreads, not to be confused with the incense selling tie heads. His name rhymes with Mike Cock. You could call him Live Wire Eye Sockets Frylock. Able to shoot electricity through his eyeballs and blast all through your single-sided brick and drywall. More interesting than professional wrestling. When he's online, you can find him on instant pestering. What's up with your boy? He's not a soft or hot drink. Whoever don't like it could suck his straw. It's hot pink on some junk like Gucci on a classy hoe. Might splash you in the face with nuclear pistachio. Make a fast breaker, that'd be the last mistake that ass to make. It's what you get for messing with Master Shake. Look out, don't block the screen, son, lunge across. Try to watch Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Rock this cult hymn, sock your mean younger boss.
Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
He often wondered, should he get the logo tatted to his woody? He could be
number one in the hood.
Nuclear weapons might come undone soon.
Easily.
The president who brought you secret detention camps, torture, spying, and unprovoked war against the country has plans for a new atomic age of terror. In a world of conspiracy and violence, we'll cover four major theories.
That wasn't about you. That was about me being upset about something else. I shouldn't have called you what I did, because I liked it so much. I'm really looking forward to us working together. And just as I'm, now that I'm calm, and after I've apologized profusely, probably too much, I am available. Farmy doggy.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. Precision like the bullet, target bound. Just dripping like a hooker, the harlot sounds. Now, when I say the harlot, you know I need the hot. Heat of the equator, the buffers in the pot.
Jalik, Jalik, you wind up your hip.
Captain of the poets, I'm the number seven pick. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Listen to the fate of Shahid, let's it glide. Flip to everybody, heaven's on my side. Even in Santa Domingo, and I got a gringo. We got mics, when do we go? Know a little nigga who can rhyme when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is raspy.
One for the trouble, two for the bass. You know the style tip, it's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like 2-day-old shit. Steady eating booty MCs like cheesecakes. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dip would want to get with me, but just in case I own my condoms, then TLC. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
Instagram random.
And big up is who I be. Brothers find it hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss, but Malik, you see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC. My shit is hitting. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator, Shahid push the Vader, from here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who me sound pathetic? When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know. Complimentary and we, the three for poetry. I got a humdinger coming hook, line, and sinker. The Timbo hoofs with the prints on the ground. Timbo's on the toes, I like the way it's going down. Down like a lady of the evening. When it goes in tits, just believe it's in. Cause Queens is the county, Jamaica is the place. Take off your boots, but you can't win the race.
Oh my God, yes.
Out with you. We're not going to solve anything tonight. We might get disturbed, we might get upset, but we're not going to solve anything. The only way to solve something is to take it out with you and continue the struggle. And it is a struggle. It's a struggle on an individual level. It's a struggle on a small community level. It's a struggle on a national level. What is the struggle? The struggle of basic citizenship. Because when we take a look at the war in Iraq today, what does it represent? Well, we can sit here and blame Bush all we want. And believe me, he is worthy of blame.
Realistic sounding, and realism is really quite critical. But I don't like the fact of having so much equipment taking up all that room. Of course, another thing I like about them is they make special records just for stereophonic equipment. Special effects, like sounds from
emergency
parts of the ocean. And you can get these special effect records only from stereo. When you finally
break glass,
everyone can hear that low-pitched sea cow barking at them from a mile beneath
the murder people by the millions.
And I guess I really do for you.
In case of emergency, nuke Iran. You know, like break glass, only murder people by the millions. Thank you.
the beast in watching, the most formidable and dangerous weapon of all time, cannot desist from warning, and warning again. We cannot and should not slacken in our efforts to make the nations of the world, and especially their governments, aware of the unspeakable disaster they are certain to provoke, unless they change their attitude towards each other and towards the task of shaping the future.
Look at my planet. It is right there above us. But how far away it is. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
Every night for the rest of my life, like those other sad old fuckers, drinking myself to death, wondering what the hell happened.
What do you mean, do something?
Mr. Sloman always says, there's no I in team, but there is an I in pie. There's an I in meat pie. So the anagram of meat is team. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, boy!
Yes, but they are not the same things for different people. For some who are travelers, the stars are guides. For others, they are no more than little lights in the sky. And he laughed again. Then he quickly became serious.
London calling, speak the slang now. Boy say what? One girl say what? What? London calling, speak the slang now. Boy say what? One girl say what? What? Slam! Galang, galang, galang. Galang, 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 galang. Shotgun, get down. Get down, get down, get down. Get it, get it, get it down, get down, get down. Too late, you down. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Extremely ignorant people. The United States of America, for the being one of the most technologically advanced nations on the face of the earth, is populated by perhaps the single most ignorant group of people about the world we live in. It's a statement of fact. We don't know anything about the world we live in, and yet we have the hubris to believe that 300 million people get to dictate the terms of interaction with the rest of the globe, several billion other people. Sort of an America-centric universe. The sun revolves around America. If it isn't good for America, then it's not good for anybody. We come first. This lifestyle that we're addicted to. It's a lifestyle we can't sustain with resources available to our country. And so we go out and we gain access to these resources on terms favorable to us. In the case of Iraq, it's part of a region that has a lot of oil in it. We have an economy that runs on oil. Therefore, we somehow say, yeah, it's okay for us to be focused on a region, to try and shape events in that region so that we can gain access to those resources on terms favorable to us. But, you know, a lot of Americans would say, nah, you know, I'm not too comfortable about going to war for oil. Okay. I buy into that. So how else do we package this war? It's a struggle between good and evil. That's one way people like to package it. And we were very good about demonizing Saddam Hussein in Iraq over the course of several decades, to the point that we would accept at face value anything negative put out about Saddam Hussein without question. I could come up with any statement I want about the crimes of Saddam in the months and years leading up to the war in 2003, and they would not be questioned. But God help you if you raised your hand and say, wait a minute, I question that fact. Then you were accused of being pro-Saddam, sympathetic to the dictator. We don't know enough about Iraq to be able to question any negative statement made about Iraq. From our ignorance comes fear, and that fear allows us to be exploited, and that fear was magnified greatly after 9/11, the events of 9/11. where collectively we were told to be afraid. I mean, the government went so far as to create a national mood ring, different colors, that basically would dictate the terms of the fear. Today, it is condition orange. Be afraid. Tomorrow's condition red. Be very afraid. We can go to condition yellow sometimes. Don't be too afraid, but still be afraid. We have conditioned the American people to be afraid. Biggest enemy of fear? Knowledge. But how many Americans have sought the knowledge and information necessary to empower themselves so they're no longer afraid? Not too many. Again, what I'm getting at is a collective responsibility, a collective failure of citizenship. Manifest itself here tonight. Where are the people of Seattle? Do you give a damn? Do you really care? You guys do. You're here. No, this isn't about me. This isn't about me speaking. This is about people given enough to come out and talk about an issue that involves 138,000 fellow Americans over in Iraq. Thank you.
President of the United States sent them there 3 years ago. He said there was a threat in Iraq in the form of weapons of mass destruction that justified military intervention. Well, it turns out that that threat didn't exist. He said there were weapons of mass destruction, massive stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. They aren't there. And I've told you in the past, we knew they weren't there. This wasn't an intelligence mistake. This wasn't an intelligence failure. This was deliberate misrepresentation of fact on the part of the United States government. Not just George W. Bush, but Bill Clinton before him. Now imagine, put yourself for a second, and there might be some people in here that you don't have to imagine. Tragically, this may have happened to you. But I can tell you, as a former Marine Corps officer who has been wounded to war in my country, one of the worst things that could ever happen to you. Thankfully, I didn't have to do it. I know people who have done it. You have to write letters to your family, those who are fallen.
Three point five WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro. The Midnight Mind Melter is coming up on you. This is Furious George here signing off so I can make way. In the meantime, thanks for listening to micro-powered, community-based, genuine, legitimate low-power radio. But we got all kinds of power coming out through that little fun thing called the First Amendment. We do it every time here as much as possible on Thursdays with the Furious George Show. And I'll be back next week. Again, thanks for listening. 103.5.